Bill, where have there been changes?
Number of communities, Jack. Norfolk, Kearney, Hastings, Ralston, Gretna, Beatrice all passed local mask requirements within the past week. Grand Island is expected to be added to the list on Tuesday. Omaha and Lincoln were the first cities to put restrictions in place. And all this grows out of the refusal by Governor Ricketts to implement a mask mandate at the state level, even as the state's medical community has been aggressively pushing for it.
Most of these have been unanimous votes on the city councils. There are many citizens in the state who are opposed to these types of restrictions. What's changing the minds of the elected leaders in the communities?
There are a number of answers to that, but what it all boils down to, these are local officials who are addressing this as a local problem. Some said they fear if the virus isn't in check soon, the state's directed health measures will kick in and there could be another business shutdown in the coming month, and that would affect their local businesses. Also, the hospitals in their communities, as well as doctors and nurses, have been making very passionate, even emotional, pleas for help. At the Kearney City Council meeting I monitored the other day, one member said he'd heard all the pro and con arguments, heard all the studies from the CDC, the studies cited by the opponents, but his decision came down to what the two local hospitals were saying, what they were reporting firsthand. One of the people who testified during the public hearings in Hastings was Valerie Bauer. She's an emergency room nurse at Mary Lanning Hospital.
I came in and was assigned as the charge nurse in my department and was told by the outgoing charge nurse that we were holding three critically ill COVID patients who had been in the ER between 6 and 8 hours each. We have 9 beds, so that's a third of our ER beds that were being held by ICU status patients. 2 of those patients were expected to be transferred because we were out of COVID beds. Shortly after I came on shift, our house supervisor came to me and told me that we did have another bed for another patient because one of the COVID patients on ICU had died. That's how bad it has already gotten.
Sometimes it's been high school and college students testifying about wanting to stay in school and pointing out that they've been wearing masks for weeks and as a result successfully limited the number of infections brought on by contacts within the classroom.
Bill, has there been skepticism heard from the city council members voting on the mask requirements?
Some have said they came into the public hearings against a mandate or at least unsure about how they were going to vote. And the testimony from local officials and what's been happening at the hospitals clearly made an impression. Here's Hastings City Council member Butch Ely right before he cast his vote.
I am a retired military, so rights and freedoms are very dear to me. I'm also a retired paramedic, so the health care is very near and dear to me. And with those rights being near to me, I almost didn't vote the way I'm going to vote because... But then when I received the letters and heard the people tonight, if our healthcare workers can continue going and our kids can continue wearing masks to stay in school, which is what they want to do, I think they're showing us all up. So I'm willing to give up some of my rights for them. So I will vote for this. Thank you.
Others on the council said the hearing changed their minds, and the final vote there was an 8-0 unanimous in favor of requiring protective masks in public.
Are there communities that have rejected a mask mandate?
Not directly on a vote yet, but in Scotts Bluff, the city council had a discussion last week, and the majority were very dismissive of the idea of requiring masks. For that matter, 4 out of the 5 council members attending the meeting didn't even wear them, even though visitors to City Hall are supposed to take that precaution. Then in North Platte, I've been told by people familiar with the discussions that the hospital there in town was floating the idea of a local mask ordinance, but it did not appear to have enough support on the council.
We've been hearing questions about how local communities will be able to enforce a mask ordinance. How are communities responding?
They're all making the point that this isn't going to be super aggressive enforcement. They're calling it soft enforcement by local police. Most likely, they will respond to specific complaints. Officers will provide advice and information first, and only perhaps after a second or more visits will a citation be involved, either to the mask wearer or perhaps businesses who aren't properly enforcing it. Some police may actually have masks available to hand out if somebody says they don't have a mask with them. The real goal is to underscore how serious the situation is and to try to up the amount of compliance in these communities.
How will we know if the restrictions are actually effective?
Most of this will just be monitoring the data, the same types of things we've seen at the local level through the public health districts at the regional level or individual communities that are tracking the number of cases, the hospitalizations, and the like. Most of these mandates will expire in February. They could be re-upped if the situation is still dire. But in most cases, they're really hoping that this can go away and things can start getting back to normal by February of next year.
That's NET's Bill Kelly. Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome.